actually my godmother was, she's a huge part of our lives growing up, with me and my three siblings. And sadly, a few years ago, I think about 7 years ago, she was diagnosed with dementia. And as it always, well, quite often does, it started slowly. But then I think I didn't see her for a few years through all the lockdowns. And I went over to hers one morning. It was Christmas Day, to say hello. And without the sort of social contact and routine, and she used to go to some daffodil club where they would sing, you know, a group of dementia patients. She had really deteriorated, and it was really, really hard to see how it sort of affected her family. So I went home that evening, that morning, and spoke to my wife and sort of said I wanted to do something to raise money for dementia, and came up with this idea.
Okay, and what's the idea?
Well, I wanted to make it sufficiently difficult that people would be generous with their donations. So it's a 10-day triathlon where on day one I swam 15 kilometres in Loch Earn, and since then I've been cycling 200 kilometres a day. I've done 3 days so far. I've got another 3 days cycling. So I just have to set off on my, what's that, that'll be kilometre 600 to 800, and then I'll finish the cycle down in Cardaniel and Kerry, and then I'll run 50 kilometres a day for 3 days to Browhead at the south tip.
My God. So you start out swimming Loch Earn in Northern Ireland, then you're in the middle of your 6 days now, 200k a day all along the Wild Atlantic Way, then 3 days running 50 kilometres a day in Kerry and Cork.
Yes, that's
it. And what, look, have you done anything like this before? Are you able for it?
Yeah, I've done quite a few triathlons. I've done a few Ironman distance events. They're quite long, but you know, nothing like this. I mean, my normal training swim is about 3 kilometres, and obviously 15 kilometres is five times that. So that was a pretty big slog. But yeah, it's all just about taking it sort of a little bit slower than I usually would, and just getting the miles ticked over rather than trying to break any speed records.
And look, what was the swim like in Loch Earn?
The swim it started well, though I had a little current behind me where the I think Lower Loch Earn channels through Enniskillen to Upper Loch Earn. And so it started nice. It was nice and flat. So the first half was pretty good, but then the wind kicked up and the waves kicked up, and it got pretty bleak. There was no chance of me getting in a rhythm. And it sort of, I'd turn my head to breathe and I'd be hit by a wave, so I'd swallow a load of water and lose my breath. And so yeah, by the end of, the cold wasn't too bad. I had enough layers on, a lot of neoprene, but by the end I was absolutely freezing and very ready to get out. But I was very happy to get that day done. Let's say I think in the build up, since I made this about 6 months ago, it was definitely the day I was most worried about.
Yeah. And look, since then you've been cycling, and how has that been going? How's the weather been for you?
The weather's been a bit mixed. Yesterday was absolutely stunning when we were going. I was going through Kilroy National Park, I think, just north of Connemara, and had the most stunning sun, blue skies, which when you're going through there makes it a pretty special place. Previously to that, I think day two, where I went from Portneau to Ballinar, that was pretty wet. I got absolutely drenched for most of the day. But day one, that was a struggle. I had about a 20 mile an hour headwind for 165 of the 200 kilometres. So that was a long, long, slow day. Yeah, with my head down in the wind. Today I've got a friend who's just arrived to do the next 3 days with me. So we're heading from Clifton down to Doolin. So it should be good to have some
and Clare. And listen, when will you hit Kerry then?
Kerry, so then after that I go from Doolin to just north of Dingle. And from Dingle gets into Cardaniel. So yeah, I think Saturday I'll hit Kerry.
You'll be going through Kenmare, and then you're going to Mizzen to Mizzen Head and Bantry and places like that.
Yes, on the run. So day one I run from Cardaniel to Kenmare, and then Kenmare to Bantry, and Bantry to Mizenhead. Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Look, what's the support been like? What's the reaction been like from people who are obviously interested in it and following you online and your progress and the fundraising?
Really, really positive so far. Everyone's been, I made it, as I said, hard enough that people would be generous, and I'd set a target of £10,000, which I'm way over now. I think I'm almost at 11,500. And it's a lot of people, when they hear about it, they say that's just mad. But, you know, for example, we stepped into, me and my wife, who's following me in a camper van, stepped into a pub the other night, and someone heard an accident and asked what we were up to. And two of the people at the bar just dropped €20. That was sort of straight into our hands, which was very kind.
Yeah.
And then also we stopped off at Balik Pottery in near Enniskillen, and they're very happy to give us a donation.
Brilliant.
So yeah, it's been really positive. The locals, the ones we speak to, are very generous and, you know, very, very happy to be involved.
And Ronan, underlying all this then is what you're doing it for. I mean, Alzheimer's disease, the most common type of dementia. Yeah. Memory loss, confusion, you know, people needing help, and I know from your own reporting on it in terms of your fundraising page, close to 1 million people are living with dementia in the UK and over 40 million people worldwide. The numbers are staggering.
Yeah, and I think the saddest thing about it is that, you know, it's the only disease in the top 10 causes of death that hasn't got any. You know, there's no cure. There's nothing to ease the symptoms. There's nothing that slows it down. Since it was discovered over a century ago, there's nothing, no answers. Even though this hugely prolific disease, which in this day and age when science and medicine can do so much, but there's this huge killer that sort of tears families apart. That there's nothing done about it. Well, not that they're not trying, but there's nothing being found. Which is pretty astounding. So it'd be great, sort of, when they do make a breakthrough, just to be able to, you know, hopefully have played a very small part in helping future families and future sufferers.
Yeah. Well, listen, Ronan, look, congratulations on what you've done so far. Good luck with the rest of it. And thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
Not at all. I really appreciate getting in touch.